It's the Odium Adele review, isn't it?
Right, I never told you this, Sam, but they've actually got this as the theme tune now.
Really?
No, I just made that up. Right.
I was about to say.
They should do, because it's brilliant. Right, now I'm going to do something a bit different today, because I've promised this for quite a while, and I've got everybody here. I've got a captive audience. I've shut the door so you can't get out. I'm just going to talk about the Dingles, because I love them. I've been accused of being... What did that bloke call me?
A dick.
No, like the week before, he said I was
Dingle.
Like,
Dingle file. Hold, we've got a caller. Hold on, I'll answer the phone. I'll answer it. Here you go. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
We're fantastic. How are you? You here to talk about Emmerdale?
No.
Sorry, mate.
No,
sorry. It's the Emmerdale review, buddy. It's the Emmerdale review.
Call you later.
Call us back later. Thank you.
Okay. I told my dad not to phone me at work. Right. So. It's New Year's on Emmerdale, because we're a little bit behind. So it's like New Year's over here. It's a little bit quiet. Behind. Yeah, we are. It's
6 months.
So annoys me.
Used to be like that of Coronation Street.
Yeah, they're caught right up now. That's,
really?
I think it was
Fuck
on
me.
Like every day for about 3 hours every day.
Right.
I hate it. Anyway, we're going to talk about the Dingles, which I love. We're going to start off with Zach and Lisa, who are the oldest Dingles at the moment. They live at the Dingles farm with daughter Belle.
Elder Dingles.
So what I was going to say, right, this is going to be on a podcast, so listen to it later and you can write it all down and you can get away. All right, okay, cool. So you've got Belle Dingle lives there. That's the daughter. Then you've got Zach's son, Sam, and then Samson, who is the son of Sam. That's really, with his girlfriend. And then you've got Kane Dingle, Zach's son, who is like is the top man of the Dingles. He actually, now he's Belle's half-brother. You've got to really concentrate with this. He owns the garage and runs it with his daughter, Debbie Dingle, right? Now you've got the pub, which is the Woolpack. Not a lot of people know this, but there is another pub in Emmerdale called the Malt Shovel. You never ever see it, but it just gets referred to a lot. You know, if you can't drink here, you've got to drink at the Malt Shovel. It must be a real shithole, I think. So anyway, so now the pub is run by two Dingle cousins. You've got Charity, who used to be married to Kane, and he's Debbie's mum.
So, wait, cousin married to cousin? What's going on there?
Or she just kept the name?
That's
the
weird.
That's the Dingles for you.
It's England, isn't it?
It's four against one, I can't win here.
I meant royal family. Do you know
the royal family. Don't even get me started with them. Prince Philip. What a knob. Okay, you got me. Okay, so you've got Charity, right? She runs a pub. She used to be married to Kane. She's Debbie's mum. She now lives. She lives in the pub with Noah and Moses, her two sons, and her partner Vanessa, who is a vet, one of the vets. And her son Johnny, and also and then you've got Chaz or Chastity. She is Kane's half sister.
How many Dingles are there, right?
This is complicated.
Have you counted up how many Dingles there are
in
total?
I should done. I'll get through this really quickly, right? You've got Chastity. She lives there with her husband Paddy, who is another vet.
Right.
And there's also the cousin.
Good if the cat gets sick.
It's great, exactly. Also, you've got, and she's married to Paddy, and then you've got their cousin, Marlon. Remember he got...
I remember Marlon,
right,
for sure.
Yeah.
He nearly
right,
got married. He got married last week. He's
the cousin?
Their cousin.
No, it was going to not happen because he got taken in the back of a van out to...
Thinking they were going to go out to Bristol, but he ended up like a village away.
Oh, Bristol's great, though.
Well, I was going to say, you could wake up and listen to a massive
chat.
It's not
when you're trying to get married.
True.
Anyway, right, so he works at the pub as well, and is the chef. Now you've got Moira Barton, who actually owns a proper farm. She's married to Kane Dingle, right?
Right.
And there's lots of other people there. There's Debbie lives there, and also Faith Dingle, who is Kane and Chaz's mum.
So, Rob, I'm detecting here, and I know we talked about this off here, but I'm detecting a bit of a religious overtone to the names
Actually, I'll go through it really quickly now. There's actually a family tree. There's a Dingle tree.
Well, for those listeners who are interested, you can
just Google it. And it starts off in 1785. The backstory is bonkers. Seriously. It was a geezer, Abraham Dingle. He married a woman. Wow. They didn't know what
Abraham
name was.
Really?
Abraham.
They are really not pulling any punches.
It sounds like it's kind of Mormon.
But something. I'll tell you some of the names. I wonder, you've got Ebenezer, Methuselah, Benny Dyer, Obadiah, Solomon, and my favourite, Elvis.
Elvis Dingle.
Oh, I
Elvis
like Dingle. That one.
Shadrach. And there's a branch of Italian Dingles, Giuseppe Dingle.
I mean,
they're everywhere.
I don't even know where to start. One of the things that amazes me is that somebody had to. I mean,
the show
hasn't been going on since like 1800. So
no.
You have to
have to write a backstory, mate.
Yeah. I mean,
come on.
Sorry, let me just say. Clearly,
what do
some
you think? They just came into existence on the show.
Some genealogists have gone through.
I've been looking at us here, and I think some of us have got good Dingle names. You have.
Pearl.
Dingle.
Yeah, it's all right.
Then we've got
Finn Dingle.
Chris Dingle. We've already got a Sam Dingle. Rob Dingle doesn't work.
It's pretty good. Oh,
my son will be Samson Dingle.
Oh, my God.
And then you've got one more. I forgot him. You've got Aaron Livesey Dingle, who is Chaz's son, and he's married to Robert Sugden, and they live with his half-sister, so that is all the Dingles.
Would you say that Emmerdale is a sort of story of the lineage of the Dingles? It's a story of the kind of a dynasty, if you will.
It's funny, I've been looking at it, and they only came into the show sort of like, they weren't in right from the beginning. There was a family that was sort of just drip-fed in it, but now they're the biggest thing in it. And yeah, I am obsessed. I just realised, just reading all that lot out.
Yeah, I mean, we knew that, Rob. Oh. This is no surprise to us.
who's your favourite Dingle?
Oh, Kane.
Kane.
I don't even have to think about
it. We've been petitioning. It's been good to see the background of the petition. Everyone's getting behind it to get Kane Dingle interviewed by Rob.
They actually saw the protest on Queen Street when I come in at Britomart on the train this morning.
If you
there's like 3,500 people going up Queen Street.
If you look Dingle it up online, Dingle or Bust, to get Rob to interview a Kane Dingle or any minor Dingle.
Well, I'd go Chaz Dingle or Charity Dingle.
Would you take a charity?
Well, in actual fact, I follow her on Instagram, so I'm going to message her.
What's her handle?
It's just Charity Dingle.
Right on.
Straight to the point.
It's
her and Lee Scratch Perry, the only two people I follow on Instagram.
Really?
You must have a hell of a feed.
No.
So
York as well.
Kane Dingle.
That's it. I will get back to this other story.
Wait, Rob, what's your handle on Instagram?
Yeah, I didn't even know you had an Instagram, Rob.
Rob Bollocks.
Okay, there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
No spaces or like underscores or anything?
Just straight up.
Do you know what? I checked something the other day about there was in Japan, they were doing office chair racing.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And
I
Googled it and it came up office chair, Rob Bollocks. Like, it was like my name, but it had nothing to do with me. So someone's using my name.
There's a bizarro Rob Bollocks in Japan who's competing for the office chair championship.
I'd be good at that, just
aside, not. Office chair racing?
Oh, fuck yeah.
You think you're good until you take on a professional.
Okay, next week, all of us are going to do an office chair race with the office chairs from around the office here.
Just hope, Caitlin, if you're listening, we're joking. They'll all be here.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, they won't. Not next week.
No, next week. It's the week after. We're good.
Tune in next week for a really horrible radio event, but in real life, it'll be cool.
I'm going to smoke all of you.
It looks like we've gone a little bit off topic from Emmerdale. I'm sorry to be the killjoy here.
We'll be back to you next week. There's other good storylines coming up, but I just wanted to get that out there. Just give you half a clue of what goes on.
I hope that's 100% clearer for the listener.
I had no idea what I was talking about.
And if you would like to know about the Dingle family tree, look it up online.
Yeah, seriously.
It'll take you 2 seconds. It's not a waste of your life. It's actually, pretty good.
If you listen to the show, it's important research.
It looks like, considering what Rob was saying about the religious overtones, the history of the thing.
Which is really funny because they're such a bad family.
I'm waiting for a thesis to come out.
Do it, mate. That's your new thesis.
Any minute.
Cool.
Next thesis.
Thank you.
Emmerdale. Emmerdale.
One.